Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
The Commanders will host the Giants in week one. This report coming out from Jordan Schultz of Fox Sports. Commanders hosting the Giants to start out the NFL season. There are still plenty of unknowns in week one, but we're going to assume this report is accurate, which means the Commanders have a great opportunity to leave their mark within the NFC East right out of the gate. Speaking of the NFL schedule, we have confirmation the Dallas Cowboys will welcome the Kansas City Chiefs for their Thanksgiving Day home game. CBS announced that this morning, Cowboys facing the Chiefs November 27th, 4:30 p.m. kickoff. This marks the second announced game for each team this season. The Cowboys are facing the Eagles in the NFL regular season opener, and the Chiefs will have another holiday game when they host the Broncos on Christmas night. The full 2025 NFL schedule will be unveiled at 8 p.m., but we are watching for more schedule announcements and some leaks heading up to that official 8 p.m. announcement. From the Crop MedCap 5-Star Sports Desk, Savannah McCann on The Fan.
Welcome back. You heard the breaking news. It's been confirmed now. So the donk from NorthJersey.com, the Giants guy, he's correct.
He had a source.
Jordan Schultz confirmed, and he's a big enough name where you can go with that news.
And he has Starbucks money.
He's got so much Starbucks money. He never worries about his coffee supply ever.
But he's a hothead. Didn't he get into some sort of like beat reporter standoff?
It was with Ian Rappaport, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like at a Starbucks at the combine.
NFL insider
but
standoff.
Anyway, the big news is Commanders look like they will host the Giants in an NFC East matchup to kick off the 2025 season.
And
so
it was,
the schedule's starting to come more into focus now.
You know, of course, 8 o'clock is the official schedule release. I was looking at our poll. You can vote at Junks Radio. And it looks like 60%, no, I think it was maybe even higher, prefer the 1 o'clock games. 66% want more 1 o'clock games.
We're creatures of
less
habit.
Less primetime games.
Well, yeah, because you don't want to stay up until 11:30 or 12.
Yeah,
get up the next morning to go to work.
Yeah, but there's a little added kind of boost to have your team on Monday Night Football.
Well, for them, yeah, but not for you in particular. Like individually, it's harder for your lifestyle. Unless you have the next day off, then it's great.
Yeah, but then it kind of sucks because then Sunday is not as important. I don't know, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, what about Sunday night game?
It's all right.
You got something to look forward to.
I like 1 o'clock.
So do I, but it's something to look forward to.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, joining us right now is the president GM of the Washington Nationals, Mike Rizzo, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local, put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys.
All right, still chipper. It's been a rough week.
It's been a rough week for Nats fans.
Yeah. Well, what a difference a week makes. Oh, my God.
I told the guys a number of times, Mike. I said, I don't like having Mike on even after one loss.
No doubt.
Let alone seven.
No doubt. No, but that where you stole my first line. I was like, you know, what a difference a week makes. You know, last week we were, you know, just got off of, you know, taking 2 out of 3 from Cincinnati. We take the first game at Cleveland. You know, we're closing in on 500. We're 17-19. We're feeling pretty good about ourselves. And then, you know, a week later, you know, we got a 7-game losing streak. But that's baseball. You know what I mean? We're 43 games into this thing. We got about 120, 119 games left. I see some progressions from some players. I see, you know, some guys feeling a little bit better about their roles in the bullpen. I see, you know, I see a kind of a homegrown young bullpen being built, and you know, some of our players are performing much better. But as a whole, it's disappointing because you know, we're a better team than this. They're, you know, the Cardinals came in and they you know, they were hot as a pistol, and they, you know, they continue to be hot as a pistol. But they took it to us pretty good, and you know, we're playing some close games here with the Braves, but close games don't count, and you got mm-hmm. you know, you've got to learn how to win these games, and that's the most difficult part of you know, of a young team is learning to win these games. We went through these growing pains with these things in 11 and figured it out in 12, and you know, we're still trying to figure it out here.
I know in years past when you guys have struggled. Like several years ago in particular, you would harp on, like, the theme might be, oh, you know, we're running into outs, base running errors, stupid mistakes, that kind of thing. Have you seen any of that in this little 7-game stretch?
Yes, plenty. Yeah. Plenty. So, you know, it's like, it, you know, when your margin for error is smaller, then you have to play, a cleaner game of baseball. I talked to a bunch of players yesterday after the game, because everyone's all bummed out, right? Obviously, they take it as, you know, harder than the fan base does, and you know, nobody likes to limp through a week like this. And you know, you said there was a couple of plays, you know, 3 or 4 plays yesterday that would have been good plays to, you know, good plays if they made them, but we didn't make them, you know, cost us, you know, 2 or 3 runs. And, you know, we always talk about working at bat, grinding out at bats, you know, it's a one-on-one match, you know, baseball. I kind of break it down to it's pitcher against hitter, it's hitter against pitcher. And when you're hitting, you know, you have to take it as as a competition that this, you know, it's me against him. And as a pitcher, I got to get this guy out, me against him, and compete and grind it out and that type of thing. And you know, it's you know, that the effort is there. You see guys diving all over the place. They're, you know, they're playing hard, and
well, that's good,
and that type of thing. And their attitude has been great. And it's just a young team that hasn't learned how to beat these good veteran teams. And that's you know, that's kind of the last thing that we're trying to you know, put into place here, is that you know, you can beat these teams. I mean, we've taken series from the Dodgers and the D-backs and the Orioles and the Reds. These are, you know, these are good solid teams that we've won series with, but you have to bring it every day, consistently every day. And I always say the difference between the sport of baseball in Major League Baseball and the other major sports is we're every day. Every day you've got to bring it, and you know, it's 162 games in 185 days, very few days off. You know, it's a grind of a schedule. We had just come off of playing, you know, 16 games in 17 days, and then we back out to another 14 game stretch. So it's a learned experience in my mind. It's you know, we've got a couple of guys, you know, a couple of our young, you know, young star players that are, you know, into it for like their second year. You know, Cruzy's in it for his first full season of the everydayness of the game. And I think that there's an adjustment period that is constantly happening in the big leagues, and you have to be fluid enough to make your adjustments, and we're seeing it right now. You know, we went through the first, you know, the first 50, the first 20 25 games of this thing, and you know, our starting pitching was, you know, towards the top of the league in ERA, and leagues made an adjustment to the young pitchers, and now the young pitchers have to make an adjustment to the league. And you know, with that said, we still have 3 good young starters that have sub 4 ERAs and are pitching well for us. So you know, you combine that with the I think the the excitement of, you know, six young, you know, homegrown, you know, bullpen guys that are look like that they can really compete in the league with, you know, with Ferrer, whose stuff is great, and Rutledge, who's pitching well, and Brixey and Henry, Lord and Ribalta. Those are good things to have, and I think they're figuring out their footing in the game and where they belong in the bullpen, and roles are being you know, rolled out and accepted, and I think that they're going to get a little bit better as the season wears on.
I feel like you almost covered the whole team there, because I wanted to ask you about the bullpen specifically. Mm-hmm. For the average fan, it kind of seems like the weakest link of the team right now, the bullpen. How do you go about putting together a bullpen during an off season? Do you work with analytics peoples and figure out like percentage of payroll? I'm just wondering how you went about putting together the bullpen, Mike.
Well, I think it's, you know, every year it's asset allocation. It's, you know, where's your strengths, where's your weaknesses, where's your depth in the minor leagues, where's your talent base, in your system, and you make decisions, you know, based on that, and it'd be nice to give out a 4-year $20 million contract to a reliever, but that wasn't where we were at this year, and we're relying on Lauren and Henry and Rutledge and Brixey and Ribalta and Ferrer and that group of guys, and we sprinkle in a few veteran relievers in the mix there, and those haven't worked out. But I'm excited about the young guys who are pitching well, who are showing that they belong in the bullpen, and it's still early and there's a lot of season left, but Rutledge with a 3.1 ERA and Brixey with a 3.0 and Henry with a 3.3 ERA, and I see Lord's stuff last night. You see he's up to 97 and throwing well, going between starting and relieving.
So you're optimistic. You're optimistic, yeah, which is great. I want to follow up, though. You used the word asset allocation. Yeah. Would that change moving forward as the team's young players develop more and more, and you hopefully get to the next level?
Yeah, if they're final, final pieces, we've shown that we've done it before. You know, when we had Drew Stewart as our closer, he was on a team friendly deal, and when we got to the point where we needed more relievers and a deeper bullpen, at that moment we went out and got Soriano. So I mean, it's all about where you're at and what you're and what you need to spend and where your depth of your organization is and that type of thing.
Riz, before we let you go, the one kind of baffling number that I see is Josh Bell, and I wondered if you can kind of chime in on this and explain what you're seeing, because he's not this bad, and I know it's, like you said, it's only 40 games into the season, but you brought him in to be a solid left-handed bat, DH for the most part, because Woody would be playing left, and you already had a first baseman. But what are you seeing from him? 143 is just kind of, that's a head-scratcher.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season, because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. excludes restaurants.
Yeah, he's struggling mightily. He's mightily struggling, and and you know the good thing about JB is that he doesn't take it from the batter's box to the dugout to the clubhouse, you know, to the team flight. I mean, he's the epitome of a big league player. He's an epitome of a makeup guy and a character guy. He's great with the young kids. With that said, he knows he's struggling. I mean, he's in the cages after the games, you know, hours after the games, you know, trying to figure this thing out. And I think that the work ethic that he exudes and the makeup that he has is important to the other players. But 143 is not cutting it, and he knows it, and I know it, and everybody else knows it. We hope that we can figure some things out. You know, he's always been a streaky hitter, but you've got to have a long streak to get out of 143.
Right,
you know what
right.
I mean? I get that. So he's capable of doing that. But I've seen it before. He's done it with us before and with other teams. As far as his performance on the field, he's struggling mightily. As far as everything else that he does for us, he's been a terrific asset to this team, and I'm glad we have him on the team. And as far as Woody DH, and you know, we give Woody some DH at bats because we like to get him off his legs a little bit,
right?
And that type of thing. But I don't want James Woods to turn into a 22-year-old designated hitter.
You know, right, what I mean? Right,
this guy's a two-way player. He's still adapting to play left field. He's, you know, in the minor leagues, he played mostly center field and a little bit of right field. And we got to the big leagues, he played left field, which is a difficult position to play. So he's putting his work in there, and we need him to be a full five-tool player, which we think he can be.
All right, Mike, good stuff. We'll talk to you next week, hopefully under better circumstances.
All right, snap the streak today, bud.
Today, baby, today. Let's go.
All right. Good day. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, pal. Go 1-0 today. It's Mike Rizzo, present GM of the Nationals, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Coming up next, we'll open up the entertainment page and give listeners a chance to win Caps tickets. Here on the Junkies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, Ford. America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.